You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. This town continues to buzz with sports action. The Nuggets did it again.
Crazy, huh?
Did Reed get to watch any of that
Nicole
last night?
Yeah, Nicole and Reed stayed up last night to watch it. I went to bed at about 8. I stayed up to watch the 12th pick in the NFL draft, and then I went to bed.
We'll get to that in a moment.
I woke up to a text message from Nick Nack that just said, Nuggets won.
They did it again. Well, they stormed back. They have been down by double digits in all three games. This time, they came from 12 points down to beat the Lakers in Game 3. They will go for the series sweep tomorrow in L.A.
That'd be great. So
Wouldn't
good.
It? I just want to keep doing that to the Lakers. That's
yeah,
fun.
Especially pouty LeBron James, man.
I wonder if he complained about the the referees again last night.
He's so pouty.
Tonight, it's the Avalanche. They're going to be rocking the house at Ball Arena. It is Game 3 in the Avs playoff series against the Winnipeg Jets. So it's going to be a fun time in downtown Denver. The first round of that NFL draft was last night. The Denver Broncos found their latest quarterback of the future. I think he's the fifth one in the last 8 or 9 years. Anyway, Bo Nix, the quarterback from the University of Oregon, is now a Bronco. You said you were trying to do some research on him.
Yeah, I was reading about him.
What'd you find out?
It's funny. There was a little back and forth last night because I did see it. You know, and it was like the whole 30 seconds of the draft that I watched. So I shot Josh a message. I was like, is he any good? And we had this little back and forth. And all I kept doing was regurgitating lines that I was seeing on Facebook from people like talking about him. The last one I sent was, Walmart owner making Walmart picks, am I right?
Perfect.
He's like, yeah, that's spot on. I don't know anything about the guy. I'm not going to try to pretend like I do. He's a good-looking guy. From what I've gathered on Facebook, quite the panty dropper is what I will say.
Oh, my
goodness. That's a line that somebody used.
Maybe see if that works on you.
The ladies love him. He's got a great smile, and he's a good-looking guy. That's what I've deciphered.
Well, you know, and one other thing is that a lot of these guys who come out for the draft, they're often only 20 or 21 years old.
Yeah.
This guy's old. He's 24.
And he's married. He's already married. So.
Yeah, he's an older guy. I don't know if that'll make a difference. I don't know.
I don't know either, but people love his smile.
Rounds 2 and 3 of the draft are tonight. And I will mention our poor, bedraggled Colorado Rockies. They had their own big comeback yesterday and finally won another game. But here's the news about them. The Rockies will now travel to Mexico City for 2 games this weekend against the Houston Astros. The games will be played at an altitude of 7,300 feet.
Hmm.
That is the highest altitude Major League Baseball games have ever been played. I'd like to know how. I'll have to check to see how far out the fences are in this one. It could be a lot of home runs hit this weekend.
Yeah.
Playing at 7,300 feet. If you're not watching sports this weekend and you want to check out a new movie, well, here's some choices for you. Tell me if you're going to go see any of these, Jeremy. Challenger stars Zendaya as a tennis prodigy whose career abruptly ends after she blows out her knee. So she turns to coaching and ends up pushing her husband and ex-boyfriend into competing against each other both on and off the court.
You know, Mix 100 gave away tickets to that movie. I think it sounds fantastic.
Well said, sir. Well said. Do you want to go see Boy Kills World?
No.
It's a post-apocalyptic movie about a deaf-mute orphan who learns martial arts and goes on a killing spree to get revenge against the dude who killed his family.
Honestly, yes, that sounds pretty good. Different.
And if you don't like those, then there's a movie called Breathe, a sci-fi thriller about a future where oxygen levels on Earth have made the surface uninhabitable. So Jennifer Hudson lives with her daughter in a bunker underground, but then has to go out. I don't
know. Okay. All right.
Anybody wants to see that? Jennifer Aniston is supposedly going to be producing a remake because, you know, Hollywood has no new ideas. She wants to remake 9 to 5.
Never saw it.
The classic with Dolly Parton and Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda. So I guess
somebody
Jennifer
will watch
is
it.
Going to be in it.
Somebody will watch it.
Yeah, you know, there's the whole nostalgia thing. People are like, oh my God, I love the original. Let's go see that one. If you go to a movie theater, how long do you want the movie to be? You know, some people really complain about sitting through 3-hour movies. And there are some movies that are 3.5 hours long. So they started asking people, what's the perfect length for a film? And the answer was 92 minutes. I mean, that's basically 1.5 hours.
So it's funny. I went and looked up my 3 top movies that I really, really love. I watch them over and over. Anchorman, Wedding Singer, and Napoleon Dynamite. Anchorman, 94 minutes. Wedding mm-hmm. Singer, 95. Mm-hmm. Napoleon Dynamite, 86. So it's right within that window.
That's what you like. That's your, and those, that's your area.
Those movies are perfect. Perfect.
Right.
So it works. Works for me. Formula works.
I mean, I remember going to movies many years ago that were so long that they actually did an intermission, which was kind of, I don't know, kind of interesting. Might not be seeing much. You know, and as somebody pointed out online, and it just needs to be said, people say, I only want a 90-minute movie. And then they'll go sit on the couch and they'll binge like 8 episodes of some show.
Yeah.
And they'll spend like 3 hours and 45 minutes, you know, doing that.
Right.
I guess maybe just because you can pause it and you got your own bathroom.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Right. Quickly, news for nerds. I like to do science stories on Fridays. Researchers in South Korea have figured out a way to make diamonds. You know, here on Earth, in nature, they're made under pressure. And it takes like 1 billion to 2 billion years to create them. They say they've got a way now that they can create diamonds in about 2.5 hours. About the length of a really long movie.
Yeah.
You can have a diamond. I imagine you'll be able to start making them at home before you
know
it.
Why not? Yeah.
So they're just not going to be rare anymore. We may finally have, you know, Pluto got downgraded from being a planet to being a dwarf planet. So we've only had 8 for about the last, 18 years or so. We might have planet 9. They might have found a 9th planet. It's very exciting.
Oh, my God.
They're waiting to see through a new telescope that's going to open up in Chile next year that they might be able to actually spot it. And we'll talk about this more later. There's a story about how attractive women tend to make men more honest, but may they make other women less honest. That might need to be expanded upon. And lastly, if you've got a kid who has broken an arm or something like that, in health news, they say there's a new process that might help bones heal not only faster, but 3 times stronger than the current way we do it.
That's pretty cool.
So somebody listening right now has got a kid with a cast on their arm, so that was for you. What else is trending?
Here's something completely different. Happy National Pretzel Day today, you guys. If you love your pretzels, today's your day. The big pretzel shops are doing freebies and all sorts of stuff.
Do you like the big pretzels?
I like big doughy pretzels one? That I rip open and huff. I was just talking to my mom the other day about pretzels, oddly enough, that... You know, back in the day, Target used to have like a little cafe, like a little food court inside mm-hmm. Target's. And growing up, it was always a special treat when we went to Target and my mom stopped on the way out and got me and my sister a pretzel. And Target always had the best pretzels in that glass box on the hangers, you know, that spun around with all the salt on it. Yeah, that's weird kid memory for
did
me.
Did it go the same way as the Costco chocolate cake?
They shut down all the little food courts inside Target. But yeah, the place always smelled like pretzels, too.
I don't like big doughy pretzels. It's too much dough. But I do love the dark chocolate covered pretzels from Trader Joe's.
Oh, solid. Yeah. And the pretzel thins. I like the pretzel thins, and I dip them in hummus. Trying to be healthy. So Gisele Bündchen is in the news this morning. I guess there's a bunch of video of her floating around from TMZ. A cop pulled her over. I guess she was speeding or something, and she was bawling her eyes out in the video. I guess the cop is going to let her off with a courtesy pass, but she just breaks down, telling him that she was trying to stay away from the paparazzi, pretty much, and begging the cop to do something about it. And he's like, I can't. You're going to have to file other reports and go other avenues. Oh, he's like, man. I can't stop people from doing their job. But it's heartbreaking to watch this video. I detest the paparazzi.
I mean, if you think about it, she's racing away. That's what killed Princess Diana.
Absolutely. It absolutely is. So, I mean, she looks terrified and, you know, that's no life to live. But anyway, the footage is everywhere right now of her crying. And the cop was very kind to her and very cool to let her go.
I'm not someone who generally advocates for a bunch of new laws, but my God, can we come up with something that does away or seriously curtails the freaking paparazzi?
Yeah, I know.
They are lower than slugs.
They sure are, man.
They just are.
What else is going on? Oh, here's Dom. You're probably excited about this. Eminem has announced that he has a new album coming out.
Oh, tell me when. What now? I'm going to put it in my phone.
Oh, when is it? It's called The Death of Slim Shady.
Oh, he's going back to that one.
I don't have
it.
I don't have the date, but it's coming out. It was announced, I guess, during the draft last night. So I like me some Eminem, so I'm fine with it. Speaking of Princess Diana and that whole group, listen to this. King Charles. His health, I guess, is deteriorating extremely quickly due to his cancer. They say preparations for his funeral are already underway. His condition is described as not good by royal sources. So
that's
horrible. And again, we talked about this a few weeks ago when it was, you know, announced that he had cancer. And it was like he waited all these years to become king. And then boom, this. That's horrible.
Sucks.
Let's talk about bottled water. Your bottle of Perrier, if it's tasting like crap, well, it's because there might be poopy in it. I guess they were ordered to destroy up to 2 million bottles of their water after fecal bacteria was discovered in one of its wells in France. They say they've been using this well since 1903. So who knows what's in that well besides the poopy.
Have people had access, just regular folks,
to
this
the well?
Well,
I don't
I'm just
know.
Wondering how the fecal seepage. Got in there.
Seepage. I guess there's been a lot of rain and stuff in the area, so they've had some runoff and seepage. So anyway, they're destroying it. They're saying the water is fine. It's just as a precaution, but pass.
Yeah.
I will pass on that. Speaking of that general area, there's a new trend in gardening using urine instead of fertilizer. I guess a bunch of gardeners are doing this. They say you can't just go out and pee on your rutabaga. You got to dilute it. But people are going out there and spraying urine on their plants, and I guess it's supposed to make them grow better, bigger, faster, stronger.
What's the component in pee that helps a plant?
What would it be? I mean, what's the component in, like, manure? Because you put the manure and all that in there.
Yeah, that's a good question.
It's got to be something in it. I feel like this probably started out as a fetish, you know? And somebody's like, whoa, this actually works.
Hey, we had a caller on the show many years ago who told me to go out and pee around the perimeter of my house or my yard to keep the, what was it that was?
All skunks.
No, it was...
neighbor kids.
Raccoons.
Option three.
They were like, go out and pee around the perimeter of your yard. It'll keep the raccoons away. So I don't know.
So Dom climbed up onto the very tippy top point of his roof and just spun in a circle.
Worked.
It totally worked. Let's talk about this cat really quick. There's a couple in Utah that is thrilled to be reunited with their cat that disappeared 2 weeks ago. They looked all over for this cat. It turned out they accidentally shipped the cat back to Amazon with a return. It was a box full of work boots and stuff, and I guess, as a cat does, was playing in the box, and they sealed it up, and luckily there was like a little crack in the tape or something, so the cat had enough air. The box was fairly large. Anyway, it went for 6 days without food and water until somebody at the Amazon return facility was like, oh my God, there's a cat in this box.
Can you imagine being that person? They said the woman who opened the box actually works with rescue cats.
Yeah, so it was like perfect, right?
Perfect person perfect to find Galena the cat and
stupid
get her
name.
Back home.
Stupid name, though. They need to change that name immediately. But yeah, so they had to travel and go get the cat. But can you imagine, like, 6 days, you're like, where's the cat?
Clickbait.
Hey, make your way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Two more animal-related topics you need to check out. First is wildlife officers here in Colorado saving two mountain lion cubs. cubs that were trapped in a reservoir's spillway. Pretty heroic stuff. You can watch that. And then somebody in Montana posted a video after a woodpecker took interest in their doorbell and wouldn't stop ringing it. Ding, 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 ding.
It's really funny.
It's a funny video. You can find it on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.